ABC Radio Australia.
There are now more than 20,000 active cases of COVID-19 in Fiji, and COVID measures restricting the movement of people have meant that the stocks of donor bloods are running low. The head of the International Red Cross for the Pacific says they're working with Fiji's government to increase blood donations by getting relatives of those sick with COVID-19 to become blood donors. Katie Greenwood spoke to ABC's Carolyn Tierman.
It is very challenging, and I think at the moment what has been happening is that those relatives are still the primary people who are able to give blood if that is required, for example, in an emergency situation where somebody has to have an emergency cesarean when they're giving birth. The Fiji Red Cross has not yet started to do things like transporting blood donors, but that is something that they are thinking about doing with the Ministry of Health. The Ministry of Health is going to put out a schedule of where it might have some mobile blood donation spots around the community, and they will work with Fiji Red Cross to come up with, say, a cluster of available blood donors who would then be safely taken to blood donation spots. But it is a little bit challenging just with moving around in the community at the moment and making sure that all of the different protocols are followed to be safe in terms of blood collection as well.
So when you say the different protocols, do those protocols include checking if the relatives have symptoms of the virus themselves? And if so, what happens then?
No, I think that we would basically, what happens is that the blood service, so the role that Red Cross plays is to recruit those people and to make sure that they're happy to give blood, and then to support the actual registration of those people when they come to collect blood. But the process that the Ministry of Health and the blood collection people then follow is they always do a screening process when they take blood, whether it's in the time of COVID or not. So they would continue to do that screening, that initial screening before somebody gives blood, but they now include those COVID screening protocols on top of that. So just doing things like checking people's temperature, making sure they don't have a fever, asking if they have any signs and symptoms of COVID, making sure that they haven't knowingly been in contact with anybody who is COVID positive in the community or in their household. All of those sorts of checks would be done. And they're talking about testing protocols as well, but there's generally the understanding that COVID can't be given through blood donation, but those protocols are all followed so that they can manage that risk as far as possible before people give blood.
Your organisation is also helping in terms of giving awareness about COVID. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, well, we're certainly very involved in putting out community education messaging around, for example, things like the importance of the vaccination campaign, not just the vaccination overall, but because it's a two-dose vaccination, the importance in particular of coming back for that second dose to make sure that you're as protected as you possibly can be. But the kinds of key messaging we're also putting out there are around the prevention of the spread of COVID, so making sure that people are doing all of those things like social distancing, frequent hand washing, wearing masks, which is so vitally important in stopping the spread of COVID, all of those sorts of community messaging. There's also really important messaging that Red Cross is involved in spreading around the community at the moment about when to seek support for signs and symptoms of severe COVID, so to ensure that we can prevent death and make sure that people are seeking medical assistance at the right time before it gets too serious.
Katie Greenwood, head of the International Red Cross in Fiji, speaking with Carolyn Tierman.